Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live, for the fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of intrigue.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
News today.
When I grow up, I want to obliterate the globalists.
Yes.
War drums. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I was sitting here this morning going over the news and developments. I involuntarily went into a rage. That was not an act coming in the broadcast. That was basically involuntary. And that is completely normal, by the way. If you're informed and you know what's going on in this world and your instincts are to fight with everything you've got and you're not roused to what's happening, then your head isn't screwed on at all. Now, I've got to hit all this. It's all completely over the top insane and it's all in your face. And that's really the good news, is we forced evil right out in the open. And it's not backing down. It's just getting nastier. And I can see into the future, all the information that's there, it's going to go badly for them. But it's also going to be very nasty for all of us. But they need to understand, no amount of intimidation, no amount of attacks, no amount of bullying is going to stop a large portion of us. And we will absolutely crush you, and you will be annihilated. Let's just be straight about that. And we all know it's a death battle. We all know that's where it's going. So, okay. Now, some of you have been serving the system. You need to give up. You know what's good for you. Now, one of the things that sent me into a rage is that I knew exactly what they would do with Epstein. I predicted what Trump and the CIA would do for national security, covering it up. And then I predicted on air and to the president that they would turn around and stab him in the back, which is what they've done. They have now released less than 20 images from over 90,000, and they have edited the images to make it look like Trump is a pedophile. And I don't even know, once I saw this, I went and looked, and no one else has even figured this out. I mean, that's another thing. It frustrates me so much that I have to sit here most of the time and be the person that looks at something and sees what's hiding in plain view. I mean, I am just insanely angry right now. We'll be right back. You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at theolivestorestore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have five-star reviews, and they fund our operation, take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theolivestorestore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, ultramethylene blue liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate CMOS gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones. Get up!
Jones coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Okay, I'm going to go through this first because I'm so angry I can't wait. The Democrats get from the Epstein estate 90 plus thousand files and they release less than 20 photos, and it's Trump in public places at public events. And it's shots of beauty contestants with their faces covered up. And the message there is, these are victims. These are underage girls, when they're not. We've looked it up. And you can see those women are obviously in their 20s. The point is that this is the crap these people engage in. Last week they released never before seen video at Epstein Island that was released 7 months ago by James O'Keefe, and they blocked out the names on the satanic chalkboard and on the telephone registrar, and there were no Republican names. These people are the filthiest criminals on the planet. And the Republicans have all this crap too in Congress. And they don't even know how to go through there and put out all of it? Drop the son of a bitch on the public, and we can crowdsource it and get in there and annihilate these people. I mean, the supposed response and the posture of the White House on this whole thing has been the dumbest handling ever. And I agree with Kyle Serafin when he said 9 months ago, they have crisis managers in the FBI, DOJ, and the White House that are bad guys, and they are setting up the president. Before this even started, he nailed it. Nailed it. And we need Trump to succeed. Now, I knew there were two ways for him to go right before the election, and I talked about this on air until your ears got bloody. And you remember I said it literally thousands of times. I said, I know how politics and things work. I know he's Mossad, MI6, CIA. We know the whole group. Trump's not involved in that. Trump was in and around as a socialite, where that guy was, you know, in Florida and New York with the elites of the elites. That's it. We already know all this. It's been vetted many, many years ago. So that is the reality of this. And I said Trump needs to just go ahead and expose all of this, and do the right thing and just burn down the establishment? Or he will then sign himself onto it obliquely, but still it's wrong, and then they're going to turn around and selectively release all the same recycled crap, and your base is not like Democrats. They will not put up with that, and it will hurt you big time in the base, and we'll lose the midterms. We were way ahead of all of that. And Trump did what Ratcliffe and the CIA asked him to do for the King of England, number one, and then for Israel, and then for the CIA. And that's why Trump's so pissed and says, fine, go ahead and release it all, because they turned around and did this. Oh, look, Epstein had condoms making fun of the modern Trump. Epstein hated Trump because he got him kicked out of Mar-a-Lago 18 years ago. That's all in recordings, interviews, on record. Because he thought Trump dropped the dime on him, which he did. For scooping Virginia Giuffre out of the club. And other things. So we already knew all this. I vetted Trump before. I supported him 10 years ago. If they ever had anything real, they would have used it. We know that. And so all these people keep saying, oh, when are we going to get the file? Like there's one file and one list. Here's the pedos. No. There's gigantic, massive mega loads of crap this guy had. You need to ask, where's all the stuff the FBI raided over the years? Well, it was all sent to the Southern District of New York, where Comey's daughter sat on it. Where is all that? Why hasn't Comey's daughter been indicted? Where's all the hard drives? Where is all of it? All the video. No, judges have been battling to stop the grand jury stuff and all that coming out when Trump's trying to get it released. Trump finally went to another judge, got them to release it. Now it's being processed and about to be released by the court. But look at the innuendo here. Look at the frame-up job. Look at the hoax. Oh, condoms from the first Trump administration, I'm huge. A photo that Epstein took that he thought was cute in a store. Ooh, that proves Trump is doing stuff. And then pictures of dildos. Oh, my goodness. Epstein had all sorts of weird sex toys and stuff. That's Trump's fault, too. Then they have a couple photos at public beauty pageants that are public publicity shots out of a newspaper. That's out of a newspaper. Epstein took a picture of Trump in a newspaper. He was obsessed with him. And he's obsessed with everybody famous. Just massive tons. And then, look at the subliminal or ethereal programming there. It's also overt. Oh, look. These are victims. We have to cover up their faces. That's the innuendo. That's the hoax. That's the fraud. And in the photos, including ones with his family or anything, they block out the women's faces, but not the men's, because the men are all doing bad things. Then they got Woody Allen, who I think the evidence, is clear as a pervert, married his daughter. And that's no secret. And the Democrats all supported that. They all support Polanski. Standing ovations at the Oscars for him while he's, hiding out in France. Roman Polanski. So we all, they're the ones targeting our kids. They're the ones pushing pedophilia openly. And Trump should be out there saying, you're the pedo party. You're the drag queen story time. You're the sexualization of children. You're the ones putting it in elementary schools. I just got another list of nationwide elementary schools where they're putting all sorts of horrible crap in there. Oh, for first graders, this is Santa. He's married to this male elf, Mr. and Mr. Santa. Oh, they like to be naked. It's okay to be naked. And you've got you know, images of men and women naked for five-year-olds. I mean, it's the school sexualize your children, having discussions with your children that you decide when to have, but they're going to decide to have it. Remember Bill Clinton's nominee for Surgeon General, Jocelyn Elders? There's tape of her out there where she's saying, she also wrote it and she talks like this. We need to go in, whether the parents like it or not, at the nurseries, and from the time the child's 6 months old, we need to little boys and girls reach down and masturbate them before they go to sleep at nap time. We need to masturbate their little penises. I'm serious. Limbaugh used to play it. It's so hard to find. I found it again like 10 years ago, and then we can't find it again. In fact, anybody can find that, send it to me. Everybody, it's in, there's news articles, transcripts of it, but that creepy voice, you got to masturbate the babies. Trump needs to put a reel together of them pushing pedophilia. You got these Democrat senators in California that got the law changed where you can rape down to 12-year-old boys and it's okay as long as it's gay. If you rape a girl, though, you still go to jail, but you can rape a 12-year-old in the ass. In regard to masturbation, I think that it's something that is a part of human sexuality, and it's a part of something that perhaps should be taught, but we've not even taught our children the very basics. And I feel we will have tried ignorance for a very long time, and it's time we try education. But there's quotes, though, literal audio. You need to reach down into the crib and masturbate the penis. Never forget that creepy voice. You think I'm joking? Pull up clips of her talking. He says, I nail her voice. You don't need 20 types of deodorant. Communism works great. Bernie Sanders. Sorry. So these are deranged lunatics. They've taken over much of society. It's a worldwide cult of degenerates. And then all they've got is Trump going around to big public events with the who's who to promote his properties. That's what he is a promoter. First and foremost, a salesman. He sells America now. He does a damn good job and busts his ass. He's a promoter. You want to say something negative in a way? It's not really negative. He's the circus master at a thousand ring circus, the greatest show on earth. He sells the American dream. And when you believe in it and get behind it and work hard, it happens. So they call him the circus master. I'd say, okay, yeah. Pedo, no. And look at these photos. You read the articles, listen to this. Explosive Epstein photo release shows Trump, Clinton, and ex-prince. And then they mix in at a public event. As disturbing images expose pedophile's sick private world. So they mix it together like it has something to do with Trump, but though it doesn't. The photos do not implicate any of the individuals in Epstein's crimes. Democrats have selectively released 19 photos of a collection of 95,000 unseen images from Epstein's estate. And all they got was two new ones with Epstein at public events. What do you think happens when you're super famous? People take pictures with you. It is unclear why House Democrats have chosen to release these specific photos. Oh, it's unclear? You look at this, and it's six women or whatever around Trump. It's a beauty pageant. He's got his arm around one of them. You can look at these women. They're clearly in their 20s. And then you go look up his pageants and even found the one. So the idea is, here's victims. Here he is. That's what they push. They'll have, you know, images of his daughter. And they're at a pool. And he's got a shirt on and his shorts on. And he's sitting back in the chair, and his daughter's sitting on his knee, and they go, ooh, look, his daughter sits on his knee. Oh, my goodness. This is so evil. That's what you got. Oh, and then Steve Bannon, that runs around politically everywhere trying to get donations into the Republican Party and lobbying, and they've released the emails, and he's like, can you put pressure on all your people to try to get this tax cut done? And you know, these are Chinese spies. Can you help me expose these Chinese spies? And then he goes over there and interviews him. And then we go, we got Steve Bannon. Anybody ever accused Steve Bannon of anything? Any of his ex-wives? Anybody? No, it's all crap. Steve Bannon's a brain bug. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, he's like a mastermind. And he like only cares about politics. Not running around with his tallywhacker hanging out. New Epstein pics release showing Andrew, Trump, Woody Allen, and Richard Branson. But not Trump with them. But you read it, all the same, sounds like he's there. Ooh, sex toys found. Trump in photos. But not those. And now we heard this back at the time from good sources. Mongino knows this was ridiculous. They say there is no extra Epstein files, and Epstein acted alone, and you know, he killed himself, and the Easter Bunny's real. And now that's why they're saying he bet big blow-ups with Mondi and all the rest of it is on his way out. But the reason we need cabinet shakeups is in the areas where we're not getting delivered what was promised. We're getting it with Noem. That's why you're hearing she's going to be fired, but she wasn't. We're getting it with Homan and people. We're getting it with Gabbard. We're getting it with RFK Jr. in spades. He's getting more done than I thought he could. It's insanely good. Let's never hear about it. And the issue is the Justice Department. And I understand it's a culture of cowards and globalists and scum and traitors and operatives. And they've got a few good people. And I understand. That's why. And he's got all the courts blocking everything he tries to do. I know it's hard, but you can get people in there that can get it done. And so I'll talk about this later, but Susie Wiles, and I'm not saying, you know, she is a good organizer, that's confirmed, and has helped Trump get more control over the Republican Party. But tell you, people don't want Trump doing rallies. I mean, they do like that, but that's nothing compared. He does, he's a campaign for candidates. That definitely helps, but you got to balance that. Real indictments, real prosecutions of Brennan's and Clapper's and Comey's and Jack Smith's and all of this, that is what people want. You'll get hundreds of seats. You know, you'll be up at 300 in the House of Representatives if you do that. People want justice more than they want a good economy. 10 out of 10 conservatives I talk to are populists say, hey, man, I'd live in a shack to see these devil-worshipping Satanists kicked out of power and this reversed. The truth is, though, we kick them out of power, we'll be living in palaces comparatively. You live on your feet, you die on your knees. On average, way more often. Oh, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Well, guess what? You get to live on your knees and win. You think the globalists, can survive and run their operation if more people stand up and if more people are aggressive in the face of this? So Trump needs to put out video compilations of Democrats promoting pedophilia and degeneracy and their policies. He can ask the public to do it. We'll do it. We'll do it for you. And you need to go on the warpath and point out they found 60,000 of the kids and rescued them, many in sex slavery. People go, well, where is it? They're children. They're sealed cases. But there's ways to get the information out legally. And Trump needs to go full PR on this, which they've been doing. Overall, good job in between all the other work they're doing at ICE, but it's important. It's the Democrats that shipped in a million kids it's up to now. Many of them in sex slavery, slave labor, all confirmed. Vaporize them, and then if you indict Mayorkas for any of the crimes he's committed and the charities he runs and the things he's involved in, he's the kingpin. You indict Mayorkas, who's been scared, running around trying to secure pardons and stuff, but he didn't get it. We win the midterms despite all the election fraud. It overrides that because of the landslide. There's only so much fraud they can bake in, as you know, which I explained last election. People now understand it. There's a lot of factors, but that's the bottom line. So we must go on the warpath, and they've caught it on hot mic. And I tell people that are there, Trump is constantly saying, attack, 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 go after them, do this, do that. He's running around calling up the big food suppliers and calling up the beef monopolies and saying, you know, the meat packers, stop it or I'm going to bust you up. He's got the government investigating that. He is scurrying around trying to get energy prices down, which he's done. We'd be in a lot worse shape if Kamala was in. And you got the Democrat blue states openly blocking, because it's the states that collect it, the no tax on tips. Trump needs to be hammering their asses. He needs to fly to California and go to these pot farms where they saved all the kids and point out that there were shootouts there. He needs to go into a diner in a restaurant and walk in and show how the damn tax money's still being taken and how the states are keeping it with their foot on the neck of the hardest working people in this country. People bust their ass in those restaurants. They bust their ass at those coffee shops. They bust their ass masseuses. They bust their ass parking cars. They bust their ass in all the places you get tips, and they live off the tips. I parked cars for a year when I was 18 on top of my other job. You know why? I made a lot of money. I was nice, got in their car, boom, money. Also, I was polite and nice. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'd go home after that. You know, $300 in my pocket. Oh, my gosh, though. It would be bad when, like, UT would have events. They'd hire the company I work for to try to go from the convention center a block and a half over, a city block, and then up a 8-story car rise. And they start coming out. They give you your deal. You run up the stairs. Elevator's too slow. I mean, one night I lost like 8 pounds. And you get in your car and you bring it back to them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, because there's such a line and stuff going on, and then you're back in the line, they're pissed. You just apologize and you still get a tip. But, man, I was a good driver back then with standard, but you'd get in some Porsche 700 horsepower stick shift and you're in a parking garage. You know what it's like to put it in reverse with that much power and not run into the wall? And then you put it in first gear and the son of a bitch wants to jump to 40 miles an hour immediately? Sorry, side issues. The point is, I've done all that stuff. I've waited tables. I've parked cars. And you know what? You can make damn good. You can live decent on that. And the point is that this is screwing people. It's evil. They claim they're for the common person, and they're the opposite. But illegal aliens, like I told you, now it's all out. Get three times the goodies of citizens, of veterans. They're just flooding them with cash to get them here, to be their little voting block. Blue state governors are refusing to implement Trump's no tax on tips. Big article. You need to go read it. It's on InfoWars.com. If it doesn't make your blood boil, and if it doesn't make you want to win these midterms and enforce all this stuff Trump's doing, then you're insane. I've got over 20 articles today of judges releasing illegal aliens in this week. 18-wheelers kill people. 18-wheelers smash busloads of school bus kids. Illegal aliens rape 5-6 people. Kill people. And they let them out. I mean, it is crazy. It's the same in Europe, same in Canada. It's the same policy. It's the Soros group. It's the globalists. They are literally at war with the West, trying to take us down, because they want the whole world to collapse into abject poverty and debt so they can then dictate through the social credit score, universal basic income, because you'll be in debt to them, but they'll still give you your little stuff to live, and then they'll dictate every form of your life. And it's all happening. They got the chains set up, ready. They're putting the chains on us. These people are wild, insane, megalomaniacal supers breast off and fry you with 6G and chemtrails. Screw them! Wait. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. When I asked Grok about the benefits of creatine, this is what Grok said at the end. Bottom line, creatine is one of the few supplements that consistently lives up to the hype for strength, power, muscle growth, brain function. If you lift weights or do any explosive sport, it's basically a no-brainer. But speaking of no-brainer, when you really study creatine, it's what it does for the brain and everything else in the body. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this
bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Now, you can front load with 20 milligrams for a week or so is what the experts and doctors and people recommend and fitness people. But after that, you just take one a day. And most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is it's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs, potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc., may benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. And our incredible creatine gummies come in two flavors, sour apple and blue raspberry. Our sponsor, Big Leap, went through dozens and dozens of different formulations with top formulators, and this is hands down absolutely delicious. Now, these taste so good, you're going to have to hide them from your children. But if gummies aren't the thing for you, we've got the amazing pure powder. It's all available again right now at thealexshowstore.com for up to 40% off. Again, this is creatine monohydrate. Look it up. It's the gold standard, and it is so good for your body. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you so much for your support.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors! Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays! Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the Sea Moss gummies.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Cases captured by a legion of evil, a culture, a spirit, a methodology, a system, a cult. And it rears its head throughout history. There are people that like corruption, like domination, like evil, like fraud, like torture, like murder, like death. And when good people aren't involved and engaged, the evil people get organized and get in control. And then over time, they die, they retire, and always more evil people get in control. And with that comes arrogance. And that's when the cycle always pushes to the point where good has to stand up because the evil gets so unbelievably flagrant. It's evil for evil's sake. The destination is the journey. The journey is the destination for them. They love it. And those of you that don't like evil and all its different flavors, you're blind because you don't think like them. And that's why people are so naive. And that's how evil gets away with things, because people don't believe the devil exists. Remember, that's the second big trick. Biggest trick is that good doesn't exist. It does. And people sit back and go, how has Alex Jones survived? How is he? He must be with them, because you don't believe in yourself. Good is infinitely more powerful than evil. The fruits of all we've done has been good against evil. But people don't want to believe they can fight evil because they want to be lazy and say it's all over. So they can point at people with the best records, the best fruit, and say they're not real, because it makes them feel big. And I don't care about people saying that about me, because I know I've got integrity to the max. I don't have integrity. I am integrity. I don't go around, I'm a good person, I've got integrity. No, I don't like evil stuff. I don't like every mainline imam literally running their mouths, thousands of videos. You can go to their mosque down right now in Austin, and all they talk about is global domination, now they're supreme, now they're going to kill everybody that doesn't submit and rape all our women, because our women deserve to be slaves if we don't convert to Islam. Without even looking, I see like 50 new video clips a day of it. You don't get pissed off when people are laughing at you saying we're taking over? If you look, I'm going to put it on screen later. I had my stack of stuff that I sent you. I'm just lost it, or it got mixed in somewhere here. I've been so wild today. I got so pissed while I was getting ready. Reading this Epstein stuff. Trump released the Ilhan Omar court records, immigration records. Damn right she married her brother. And you look at the photos of her and her brother that are in the post that I've sent you guys. And just the arrogance coming out of his eyes are just, it is just unbelievable. Well, that's 1,000 years of them being the ruling tribe over the Somalis and the slave trade and piracy. And that's what it looks like. I'll send it to you again. It looks evil as hell. Sent to you right now again. No problem. Here it is. I'll send it 3 times. Okay, there you go. Thank you. Look at those people. It's not that they're black. I can go find you evil ass looking white people. Newsom's got those same eyes. That's the eyes of a demon. 100% there is an interdimensional avatar invader in both of those people. Those people are absolute aliens. 100%. Predators here to kill, steal, and destroy. Vessels of Satan. Overflowing. In love with themselves. Utterly disgusting. Bunch of perverts on top of it. Oh, by the way, Islam, oh my God, just total perversion. Let me show you videos out of Afghanistan and other countries where they make the little boys dance for them and have sex with them. That's how the CIA pays all those imams over there as the little kids. That's declassified. A dirty dandy, Ilhan Omar's fashionable alleged brother. No, it's her brother, it's confirmed. And second husband emerges online. All right, I'm going to get to that later. The point is that these are the evil people. The Woody Allens, you know, these people, just all of it. And now Trump has released the court records and the government records. And I can't wait to see that evil witch indicted. The problem is the federal prosecutors in Minnesota, even the ones that say the Republicans, are horrible because they're all in on it, folks. You don't just think it's the Somalis that stole over $8 billion, we've now learned, in Minnesota alone, and it's getting worse by the day. They didn't turn to blind eye. Chinese communist agents like Tampon Tim walls, and the Democrats bring in these corrupt known groups to be their foot soldiers, to be their bagmen. Tim Walz in the 90s was in full page articles, the newspaper pushing it for the Chi-Coms, saying, I go to China dozens and dozens of times. I live there. They're going to give you money. If you're in the military or government at any level, contact me at my office. I want to take you to China. They are going to fill your pockets. He says they're going to give you so much stuff, you're not going to be able to believe it. He runs Chi-Com Chinese intelligence ads in the newspaper. The newspaper publishes, but it's an ad to infiltrate America. That was during the Clintons when it was green light. Give them all our missile secrets. Give them everything. It's a collection of absolute foaming at the mouth criminal garbage. Newsom, Pelosi, Maxine Waters, all of them are absolute monsters. From hell. And the good news is they're so hateful and rude in Texas and Tennessee and Maine and Minnesota and Washington State that, you know, the main group talking crap about them is Black Americans. They're like, these are the most arrogant, rudest, most corrupt people. Get them out. Hey, man, how you doing? I don't talk to you. I'm an Arab. I'm an elitist. I mean, they're basically equivalent of like Arab slash little bit African KKK. People go, well, how's that? They're brown. Come on, people. You go over to Africa, it's so damn tribal, it'll make your head spin. You know, the only societies that have done well in Africa are the ones that have been Christian. That's the ingredient. Just like Europe was always killing itself and couldn't get industry going until Christianity came along. It works. Whether you believe in God or not, it works. We don't need Islam. We need real Christianity. But that's a side issue. Let me get back into all this because there's so much to get to today. And I got big guests coming up I haven't told you about, and I'm just out of control. Oh, my goodness. He's been called Putin's brain. He's definitely the modern philosopher over in Russia, kind of the Alexander Solzhenitsyn 2.0. Russian ultra-nationalist, I guess you could call him, Alexander Dugin, whose daughter was assassinated by NATO a few years ago, will be joining us coming up in just about 15, 20 minutes, so we better get to the other news here. And then we have other big guests on maids up in Canada, where the government isn't just killing people that want to be killed, they're killing people that don't want to be killed. And it's the model for the rest of the world, so you need to listen to this and a lot more about what's happening. It's incredible. So it's like having a time machine to know the future. You look at what's happening in Europe and Canada and Australia and New Zealand, you know the exact plan. That's why it's so important. That's why you got to pay real close attention. Because our listeners care. They have empathy. They understand. Even if we weren't going to be affected by this, we should care about a country in slavery or going into slavery. But this is the exact same group. So it's like having a time machine to know what your enemy's going to do to observe this. But we need to liberate Canada culturally and with the truth. We need to liberate Germany and the UK. They literally need liberation from hardcore North Korea level stuff. Life in prison for not using the right pronouns? Ireland. Huh? People hear that, don't even believe it. Look it up. 3 years in prison because you get raped and you say, I want you to deport the Muslims who commit 80% of the rapes in Germany? Yep, lady, 3 years in prison. Guy that raped you, 6 months probation. I got new articles today. They are at war, the judiciary, the system. The Soros and the CIA have gone and trained all the judiciary of Europe. They brag about it. They're all involved together doing it. They are the so-called ruling class. What they are is a bunch of scum. I'd say 80% of the judiciary now in any major city or at the federal level is as corrupt as hell. There's still some good people left, but it's the minority because they put their people in as the DAs and as the judges all over this country, and that's how they're ruling, and that's how they're taking the country out. Everybody focuses on them letting criminals out to wreak havoc. That's big, but not as big as the fact that the Soros prosecutors in control and the attorney generals, they persecute patriots. That's the really devastating system. Not that all the death and murder that they allow isn't important, but the political power of going after all of their political opposition and outlawing it and forming their shadow dictatorship and totalitarian system, that's the power. That's the real takeover. That's the teeth. But as usual, everyone focuses on a side derivative. So let's play just a few of these things that piss me off. Listen to this. I can play 50 of these that are new just this week. Listen to this arrogant guy in his nightgown, guaranteed he's on welfare, guaranteed his five wives are on welfare. He's just totally full of arrogance. And listen to him. He says, you pay us a tax, we control you, but you still follow Sharia law. You're basically still you're just a Muslim slave. But if you don't, we're going to kill you, and we're going to take your wives and children as slaves. And it's in the Quran that you can take their women and kids and put them in sex slavery. Isn't that loving and liberal? But this is what the left endorses. A military cult battle plan to enslave everyone. And you can be a soldier of Islam and then get some of the benefits and be a slave master of your wife and kids and everybody else. Or you can be a slave of them, follow all their rules. But if you decide to be in any area they're in, once they get a high enough number, they're going to slit your throat. This is Islam. This isn't radical Islam. This is Orthodox Islam. Play the clip.
When Muslims go
start
and
it over.
Conquer.
I want it crisp. Let's start playing again.
When Muslims go and conquer the adjacent country, what do? We kill them all? No. The Prophet says, the first thing you do is call them to Islam. If they refuse, then tell them Allah obliged upon you to pay taxation. In return, when enemy comes and attack your country, you don't fight. We Muslims protect you. Subhanallah, for this little money? Yes. And you enjoy sitting in your homes and in your country and live your life normally. But the ruling is for Sharia. So you do not open nightclubs, you do not fornicate. If they refuse, then we have to fight. And if we fight you, then we capture you, you become our slaves, and we take your land, and you take where... Because you refuse, I give you two good options. In the coming 40, 50 years, when the Muslims become strong, as they're supposed to be,
so there you go. A declaration of war on you and your family. Submit or be killed or be a slave. And it's in the Quran. You can take their women down to age 9 and rape them in Muslim prostitution houses called harems. Tens of millions of Europeans were grabbed by the Muslims in all their invasions. They pushed, took Spain, went all the way into Poland. The Russians stopped them in their area. And finally, England and France said, whoa, this is out of control, mounted up and went and pushed their ass back. And the Serbs held on, and the Greeks did too. Yeah, you know, they almost took Rome 4 times. They took Constantinople. Do you even know what that is? Better learn about it. This is cancer. You know what else is cancer? MS-13 and TDA, the bagmen for the Democrats. Venezuela is the king daddy of all that. Yeah, most of the drugs don't come from there. They direct it and control it. It's the nerve center. By the way, they got all the refueling planes now. The troops are massing. It's getting close. Alleged MS-13 gangbanger, alleged, It's been confirmed. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is now back on the streets, pledging to fight the Trump administration. Here it is.
Y ahora estoy aquí de pie frente a ustedes y la lucha seguirá. Yo seguiré de pie, no le bajaré la cabeza a nadie. Siempre estaré de pie sobre todas las injusticias que ha hecho este gobierno.
I stand here today with my head held up high, and I will continue to fight and stand firm against all of the injustices this government has done upon me.
That is their superstar, and I love the virtue signalers there with their Islamic garb on. You know, it's just all disgusting. Appointed judge by Obama orders him to be released from ICE custody immediately, and now he's out. Carl Higbee did a good breakdown explaining what the Republicans need to do to win the midterms and why it's so important. We need more of this attitude. This is what we should be hearing everywhere. And I like seeing that on Newsmax, that closely aligns, you know, with the White House, with their messaging. We need to see more of this on Fox News. No more kissing Trump's ass. He's mad. He's pissed. We need to support him getting the changes made in his cabinet to get the job done. We need to push Trump into his instincts. It ain't hard if we just do it. Here he is.
Everyone's like, oh, this is the most important election. No, the most important election of our lifetimes from here on out is the next one. Okay, and then the one after that, and then the one after that. And if Republicans don't make these things into law and get this through their head, they're going to lose. And Republicans are going to sit there in the mirror and scratch their head. I don't understand why we didn't have turnout. The better question is, Mike Johnson, why would we show up to vote? You haven't thrown a single person in jail. There's no accountability for COVID, and New York Dems ran the guy who literally stuffed elderly patients into retirement homes with COVID and killed people. They blocked meds that would have saved lives. They shut down schools. They forced people to get a vaccine against their will, who then got heart conditions and nothing happened. And they lied about it, coming from some dude that it was in a wet, he ate a bat in a wet market while Fauci and his cabal were killing beagles and funding the Wuhan coronavirus lab and expecting us to believe that it didn't come from a lab in Wuhan named coronavirus. No one in jail for Russiagate, for censorship. Not one of the 51 former intel officials who told us that Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian plant. It actually does turn out that Hunter Biden was, in fact, smoking crack in bathtubs with hookers. You failed to indict Letitia James for like the third time today because you did it wrong the first time. Still haven't charged Adam Schiff for the same mortgage fraud. Looks like James Comey is probably going to get off scot-free. And the best the Republicans can do is, here's $800 million more dollars for Ukraine. Why the hell would Republicans be excited to vote if Trump's not on the ballot? You want to keep your majority? Throw 100 people in jail for political corruption and all the corruption that Doge uncovered. None of those people are in jail. That's like low-hanging fruit, including everybody involved with the auto pen. Primary, all the 21 state senators in Indiana who just voted with Democrats to oppose congressional redistricting for their own party. They essentially just gave up two seats. Abolish the filibuster and just start getting stuff done. Give us nationwide reciprocity. Abolish the income tax. But while you're at it, let's deep six the IRS, and then you can sell the building or drone strike it or do whatever you want so nobody can come back to it. And then you can tell the Muslims seeking refugee status to do it in the 56 surrounding Muslim countries that they have rather than here so we don't have to pay their benefits. You do that, you'll gain seats in the House. We'll have 300-seat majority. People like me, we'll be excited to go out and vote because we're not right now. Because if you do that stuff, man, Mike, I'm telling you, I will legit run through a wall like the Kool-Aid dude to get to the polls. But if you don't, you'll lose.
Absolutely on target. Now, key information. They're having a state auction. Now they're saying middle of January. If it's a fair auction, the good guys will buy it. InfoWars will survive. If not, it's the Auctions Network. Regardless, we merge the two, you know, if it does survive. But we aren't under this bankruptcy able to get any real product that's been authorized by now the state receiver. They let us get fish oil and turmeric because they're such good sellers, but that was sold out. A little bit worse coming in. That doesn't pay the bills. But they've allowed us to do fundraising posters, okay? And that doesn't go to the bad guys. That's the money to run this place. They have to keep it going until they try to have the sale. You understand? So we're literally on fumes, and the gas station is 5 miles away. We have just enough gas to get there if you gas us up when we get there. Okay? So we're going to fight right to the end, folks. We aren't giving up on this. So I asked the crew, well, I designed two of these posters. And one says, defend the West. It's got a really cool image of a Crusader King holding up a cross from a true story that actually happened, but there's a statue of it. It says, defend the West, InfoWars, 1997, 2026. InfoWars, and my signature, it's huge, it's awesome, it's a really nice poster. I designed that one. I designed this one. Make no peace with evil with the same Crusader, but it's kind of reversed imaging there. It's darker. Powerful. And then Rob Dew had the idea for this. It's a real still shot of me in the Alex Jones network studios 6 months ago that's gone viral. It's a very shockingly powerful. I'm not usually into posters of myself, but it is cool. And so it's limited edition. You can get it signed for $25 or get a signed one if you really want to help us fundraise for $99. So we actually get real money in for this operation. And so the crew can get a little Christmas bonus. All right, so you are literally deciding here whether we continue on, and you're helping the crew out, and these are historic. Get the posters now at get the posters now at InfoWarsStore.com. That is where they're exclusively available. I'll be signing them today. They're in the warehouse. They're shipping out. They just went on the InfoWarsStore.com today. And let's do a wide shot actually here in the studio. I want people to see how awesome this is. I mean, that is a really awesome poster. So great job, Rob Dew, coming up with that idea. It's got John Paul Jones quote at the top. I have not yet begun to fight. It is awesome to go in your barbershop, your business, your den, wherever. This is all what we are doing, and we are taking action, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the offense in the info war. They're all limited edition. We're not going to give up to the last minute. We're going to leave it all on the field, but I can't do it without you. Thanks for your support. Separately, thealexjonesstore.com has giant Christmas sales going, 40% off site-wide, including the apparel, ultramethylene blue, all of it, bovine colostrum. That is a massive discount. It goes till Sunday night at midnight. I need your support. Plus, these products really work. Give yourself the gift of incredible health, clarity, and energy. Get the methylene blue. We've got the best. If this is not hype, it's incredible. Our creatine's the best. It's all there. Take action now. Thank you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Alexander Dugan. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven, it's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.